With the first pick in the 2026 National Football League draft, that's where we go in today's edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, recording this lunchtime, Eastern time, Tuesday, August 12th. Let me acknowledge a couple of sponsors who pay for the podcast so you don't have to. Plantation Palms Golf Club will host Todd Wright Tour 52, Todd Wright Tour LII. I use the Roman numerals, just like Super Bowls use the Roman numerals. We have just gone live with sales for Todd Wright Tour 52. It will be October 11th at Plantation Palms Golf Club, a four-team shamble format. 8:30 a.m. is the current time for a shotgun start and a light lunch to be served in the private dining room afterwards that I'm also working on with the wonderful people who have catered previous events at PDQ in Tampa Bay. If you'd like to play in Todd Wright Tour 52, you can send an email to toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. No Todd Wright Tour golf event has ever cost $100 or more for tournament fees. This one is no exception. I will share all the details with you if you email me to buy a foursome at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. It is always a pleasure to work with Jesse Pratt, the general manager of Plantation Palms Golf Club, on all Todd Wright Tour golf events. Jesse has hosted Todd Wright Tour golf events in his prior stops at Wentworth, Crescent Oaks, and continuing at Plantation Palms Golf Club. He's also made a phone call or two to help me host at other properties that respect Jesse Pratt. He does a great job for me. He does a terrific job for my players. One of my players just was there within the last 48 hours, is welcome back. He's terrific. He cares about every aspect of the property. Public tee times can be found at plantationpalms.net. Also, you will enjoy the food and beverage experience from Mulligan's, the mini golf experience at Mulligan's Mini Golf, lighted practice range, and it's on from there. Plantation Palms Golf Club, visit plantationpalms.net. He also just awarded for the previous month, they did their first ever Mulligan's Mini Golf tournament. And everyone submits their score, and he takes the final five out, and it's a supervised final for all the money. And someone won over $700 playing mini golf for the month of July at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Check that out. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I expect they may have a team in Todd Wright Tour 52. They support my golf tournaments the way they support my podcasts, and they are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. If you have a legal need, they hope you don't, but if you have a legal need, Brandon Legal Group offers you a free consult by calling 813-902-3576 or by visiting brandonlegalgroup.com. Click the box for a free consultation. Just one service they provide is for adult males still paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida. For 25 months now, that has no longer been law in the state of Florida. It was eliminated from Florida law on July 1st, 2023. If you're an adult male who continues to pay permanent alimony, what are you waiting for? The law's on your side. You can't just stop paying, but Brandon Legal Group would love to help you reduce or potentially eliminate future obligation to permanent alimony. 813-902-3576 or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. My email for podcast purposes, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. With the first pick in the 2026 National Football League draft, the blank select Arch Manning, quarterback, Texas. Now, if you're saying, yeah, he's not coming out. Yeah, you're right. That's what we hear. He is currently receiving an NIL package that is higher, as far as we know, than any other player currently in college football. And it feels like if Texas needed to increase that to keep him around another year, they would probably do so. So I get it. We all know the situation here. And for those who don't know, yes, Arch Manning is related to Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Archie Manning. He is the nephew of Peyton, the nephew of Eli, and the grandson of Archie. We saw him for a few games last year. He played well. Quinn Ewers missed some time, then came back. Quinn Ewers played. Quinn's having a good camp, reportedly, with the Miami Dolphins. Quinn has since moved on. Quinn even made NIL money because he didn't want the backup called in a Fansville Dr. Pepper ad as himself. Well, now it's Arch's show. Texas is number one in preseason polls. Whether you agree or disagree, it's a lot of light on this program. Arch, highest paid NIL player, hell of a pedigree, has some game experience. Texas did reach the Final Four of the college football playoff last year. This after they were in the mix the previous year when they couldn't finish what would have been a stunning comeback against Washington. I believe that was in the Sugar Bowl game. They basically had four snaps to score and did nothing with it at the end of that game. So it's all in place for Texas to do big things in college football this year. So let's play what if. I love playing what if. Let's say Texas wins it all. Do I think they're going to win it all? I'll say no. I don't think Texas wins it all. Are they a contender? Damn right. I'm guessing they'll be in that mix. We're talking Final Eight, maybe Final Four again, maybe in the national title game this year. And if they do, I would guess Arch Manning plays well. It's not only on him, but that's a huge part of it for the Horns. We're going to know a little bit, a lot of light on an early game they have in Columbus against Ohio State. The new playoff doesn't mean they have to win it. They don't. It's not even a conference game. We're just going to see last year's national champion, granted with a lot of new players, not all, maybe the best player in the nation not named Arch Manning on Ohio State, a wide receiver, play Texas. So let's say Texas does big things, whether they win it all, lose the national title game, are just awesome in losing in the college football playoff, maybe in the Final Four again, or you look at it, you know, kind of like we looked at Penix a couple of years ago when Washington lost to Michigan. No one blamed Michael Penix because he took such a beating in that football game. And then on to the NFL he went. So, and what if Arch wins the Heisman? What if Arch Manning wins the Heisman in 2025? What if everything just lines up? And there's this thought, why would he come back? NIL money or not, why would he come back? I know he's a Manning. I know what's been said. But he will have already been in college for 3 years. Not like he's one and done, not two and done. It's three. There are thoughts out there. I don't know if they're true or not, but it's where we're going with this podcast. Would Arch Manning, the Manning family, change their mind about staying at Texas in 2026 if a big-time NFL franchise was in a position to draft Arch, which means unexpected injuries this year. You know, kind of like, let's go back 20 plus years when Rick Pitino was counting on getting Tim Duncan via the NBA draft. Lost the lottery. The Spurs get in the lottery because David Robinson got hurt that year. The Spurs miss the playoffs. The ping pong balls bounce San Antonio's way. And the next thing you know, Tim Duncan is joining a healthy David Robinson on the Spurs, and on they went. So let's play that scenario that there is a franchise competing now that has some injuries, things go against them this year, but it doesn't affect them next year, the year after that. It's sort of a one-year aberration like it was on the Spurs. And it puts that franchise in a position where they're either picking number one or they're picking close enough to number one or can make a trade to get to number one. And here's where we remind you. The Manning family has done this before with orchestrating where they want to play in the NFL. It happened with the Chargers selecting Eli Manning and then trading the rights to Eli Manning to the New York Giants in exchange for Philip Rivers. So what franchise would put that plan into motion? What franchise would give the Manning family incentive to say, all right, it's time to move to the pros? So let's go. I just did this on a Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast. Let's go by division and let's talk about where that could happen. You also have to factor in where, even if a player gets hurt, is he going to come back the next year? So it's probably not right, I mean, to think that Buffalo has Josh Allen. Barring career-ending injury, Buffalo's not in the market for a quarterback in the 2026 draft. Miami might be. We all feel Tua is, unfortunately, one play away from never playing again, right or wrong. They do have Quinn Ewers. I just don't think the Miami situation would appeal to the Manning family at all. Interestingly enough, if you don't know, when Jimmy Johnson, yes, that Jimmy Johnson, was coaching the Dolphins and preparing for a National Football League draft, and he did talk to Archie about his son Peyton, and the Dolphins were not in a position to make that pick in that draft, as detailed in the book Swagger by Jimmy Johnson and a very good job by writer Dave Hyde, Jimmy basically offered the entire Miami Dolphins draft that year to the Colts to select Peyton Manning as the heir apparent to Dan Marino. The Colts said no. So remember what Ditka did, giving away the entire Saints draft to get Ricky Williams? Jimmy tried to do that to get Peyton Manning. The Colts said no. I don't think Miami's that situation as it relates to attracting the Manning family. I don't think it would be the Jets. Sure, Eli played with the Giants. But other than playing in the same stadium, is there really any other valid comparison between the Giants franchise and the Jets franchise? I don't think that gets the Manning family attention. New England has Drake May. Again, ruling out career-ending injury, No. That's Drake May's job going forward, for better or worse. Also, it doesn't feel like the Manning family would want to play in the shadow of Tom Brady. And in Miami, you still play in the shadow of Dan Marino. All right, what about in the AFC North? Baltimore, barring career-ending injury to Lamar Jackson? No. Cincinnati, I still remain convinced Joe Burrow at some point is going to say, I've had enough. I've done all I can do. I need out of here. And I think he wants to go to LA to play for the Rams and McVay. Also, the fact that the Bengal franchise is the only one owned by an owner that is not worth at least $1 billion leads to their thriftiness. No, not Cincinnati. Is it Cleveland? No. No, it's not. It just isn't. Is it Pittsburgh? That's the first one I'm going to put on the board. Since the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era, what is Pittsburgh doing here? It's not, you know, quite as bad as what did Indy do when Andrew Luck said abruptly, I'm good. But it's kind of reached that point. They seem to be going year by year. Granted, they gave the Jets gave Justin Fields a 2-year deal. What are the Steelers really doing here? If the Steelers were bad enough or could position themselves to pick first in the 2026 National Football League draft, with or without Mike Tomlin as head coach, considering how stable that franchise is, how respected that ownership is, the championship history of that franchise. No, there's no connection between the Manning family and the Pittsburgh Steelers, but would that be something that gets the Manning family's attention as a place they would want Arch Manning to play in the NFL? I think that's the first one of the 8 teams we've just talked about that goes up on the board. AFC South. Indy, probably not. You really want to do that? Play in Uncle Peyton's shadow? His statue is outside the stadium? Granted, we're not sure what the future of the ownership of the Colts is. Are the kids going to continue to run it, or are they going to sell it? I'd love to see Peyton get involved as managing partner. I don't think he quite has the money to own it on his own, but they could put together a group or bring him on board. That would make things interesting, but I don't think that's it. Tennessee, they have Cam Ward. Jacksonville, no. And it's not a Trevor Lawrence thing. That's a Jacksonville thing. Houston, they have CJ Stroud. So there's nothing in the South that looks right. Kansas City, again, barring career-ending injury to a quarterback, we're not going to have the conversation about the Chiefs. Denver, they have Bo Nix. Raiders, interesting. I don't know how the Brady influence on this franchise would resonate with the Manning family and the third generation of Mannings for all the rivalry between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. It'd be interesting. It doesn't feel like the right fit. And then there's the Chargers. They didn't want Eli to play with the Chargers. Why would they want Arch to play for the Chargers? Is Harbaugh the right quarterback, coach, head coach for arch that I have a hard time wrapping my head around that. Also, not great ownership with the Chargers. Let's move to the NFC East. Washington has their quarterback in Jaden Daniels. The New York Giants may or may not have their quarterback in Jackson Dart. But back to the Indy thing. Would the Manning family really want to put Arch in the shadow of an uncle? I say no. Eagles, barring career-ending injury to Jalen Hurts, that doesn't look like a fit. Dallas, Dak is just starting a $60 million average annual value for the next 6 years. I think the deal stinks. I think we've seen the best of Dak. A lot would have to change in Dallas to make them a player here. Could I see Dallas having a bad enough season where this becomes a topic of conversation? Yeah, I could. But how do you get out from underneath the Dak contract, barring career-ending injury? Dak would have to waive no trade. There's a lot of hoops there. I don't think it works, but it merits watching. It doesn't, it doesn't go up on the board, but it merits watching. Also, would the Manning family want Arch to be a celebrity quarterback? He's playing at Texas. Same state, program with a lot of light on it. NFC North. Chicago presumably has their guy, or Ben Johnson doesn't take that job. Lions is interesting. If Jared Goff drops off, and Jared has been in the league now for, what, about a decade? And there's disappointment around Detroit not realizing expectations from the previous couple of years. It's an organization that has built itself up. Yeah, I guess you could make that case even though Goff just got paid. But I don't know if that's where we're looking here. Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy's getting a shot this year. What if it doesn't work? What if it fails? That's a head coach who knows quarterbacks, knows how to call offensive plays. You're playing in climate-controlled conditions. Never won a Super Bowl. So it's not like you're in anybody's shadow there. So let's go ahead and put Minnesota up there with Pittsburgh. If it's pretty clear after a year, J.J. McCarthy's not the answer. Green Bay has Jordan Love. It's still a very young team. I wouldn't rule out something where if you're asking the Manning family, would you want Arch to play for the Green Bay Packers? I don't think they immediately say no. But how does Jordan Love fall out of favor there? It'd have to be, again, career-ending injury, really, really bad season. It's kind of dramatic. Also, you're dealing with Love's contract. In the South, Bucks really are going almost every 2 years now with Baker Mayfield. Doesn't feel like that would be a situation for an Arch Manning next year where things go that bad. Carolina doesn't strike me as a franchise that the Manning family would want to be involved with, especially because of the owner. Atlanta has Michael Penix. They may have a new head coach by 2026. Saints is interesting. You know, we've talked about, it's just my opinion, you don't want to put Arch in the shadow of Uncle Peyton, and you don't want to put Arch in the shadow of Uncle Eli. What about playing for the same franchise where Grandpa got the crap beat out of him for all those years? Is it okay now? Because Drew Brees made it okay. Because the Saints could be really, really bad. And this just in, as of right now, we have no assurance that any quarterback they currently have is definitely their opening day starter in 2026. And they have a coach and a play caller in Kellen Moore who is respected, but we'll see how he does as a head coach. So yeah, I don't think it's unthinkable, the New Orleans scenario. San Francisco just re-upped Brock Purdy. I think at some point, barring a Super Bowl title, John Lynch has to cut the cord with Kyle Shanahan, and Kyle might want to cut the cord with John Lynch. We'll see how this year goes. Seattle has a couple of options right now. Doesn't strike me as a place for Arch Manning. Arizona. Something about that just feels dirty. Arch Manning playing for the Arizona Cardinals? No. And then there's the Rams. Oh, that could be something. Now, granted, they didn't want Eli to play in LA, I'm sorry, in San Diego with the Chargers, but what about for McVay? Why not? What if the Rams have a bad year? What if something is physically wrong with Matt Stafford and Jimmy G and Stetson Bennett can't get the job done? What if Kyron Williams has some problems injury-wise and can't be as effective as he's been the last couple of years? What if Puka misses a lot of time? And the Rams go from presumed number two Super Bowl contender out of the NFC to out in the first round of the playoffs or not in the playoffs at all. And there's concern Stafford doesn't have it anymore. And McVay's like, yeah, we'd love to wait on Joe Burrow, but Arch is right now. So what about the LA Rams? So I got four for you. Steelers, Vikings, Saints, Rams. Could one of those, at the end of this season, especially if so many things go right for Arch at Texas, where you can make the case, why would he come back? Look what he just accomplished. This NFL franchise is in a position to trade for or own somehow the number one pick. And that's going to be the place Arch says, okay. And the Manning family, we're in. Those are my four. What are yours? Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast. Did I say the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast at the beginning of this? Because I recorded a bunch of those yesterday. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Plantation Palms Golf Club and Brandon Legal Group. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.